Joaquim Chavez, a postgraduate student at NYU, gave an overview of the brutal civil war pitting a U.S.-supported military representing the right-wing land oligarchy against the FMLN and landless peasants, which ended in a stalemate and peace accords in 1992.
The Salvadorian Civil War cost the lives of 70,000 Salvadorian civilians, at least 40,000 combatants from both sides. It meant the displacement of at least 500,000 people in the region and the exodus of 1 million Salvadorians to the U.S.
El Salvador's economic and political affairs have long been dominated by the United States, but the recent election may have benefited from the new Obama administration's stated intention to use a more diplomatic approach in U.S. foreign relations. Susie Duncan from CISPES notes that there was, however, a strong congressional pressure to continue with past policies.
For example, this was on Thursday, the election was on Sunday. Rohrabacher actually said, if an ally of Al-Qaeda and Iran comes to power in El Salvador, the national security interests of the United States will require certain immigration restrictions and controls over the flow of the $4 billion in annual remittances sent from the U.S. back home to El Salvador. And of course, this was not any kind of news here, but there it was all over the front pages of every paper, and it was very deliberate interventionist tactic.
NYU professor Alfonso Gonzalez credits the transnational social movement and the growing political strengths of Latinos in the U.S. for a massive mobilization in support of free elections.
In the 2004 election, the United States said if FMLN wins, we're going to deport Salvadorans, we're going to cut remittances. The only demand to the Obama administration and to Hillary Clinton, the State Department, was to not allow a repeat of 2004. Los Angeles, New York, Maryland, Virginia, Boston, all these areas became targets of the Salvadoran transnational social movement and pressuring these congresspeople to not allow U.S. intervention in El Salvador.
Juan Carlos Molina, general coordinator for FMLN New York, discussed the challenges that the new El Salvador government will face and the program that it will seek to implement when it takes office on June 1st.
We've been the guinea pig of the experimentation with neoliberalism for the United States with Ecuador, right? So we've been penetrated by neoliberalism. It leaves us with a very violent country where life is not respected. There's a very high incidence of violence.
Vemos un futuro. 5 años de gobierno.
We have three paths, three areas that we're going to pay our attention to. Stabilizing the economy is a very important one, but also making sure that we provide for the basic foodstuffs of the people and stabilize the cost of that, as well as improving health care and education. We owe this victory to many, many people, to those who sacrificed their lives to get us here, to the Salvadoran people who gave us the vote, and to many, many other people around the world that have supported us.
Despite the glimmer of hope, NYU professor Greg Grandin is concerned that the planned joint U.S.-Mexico security operations under the Merida Initiative will negatively impact neighboring Central American countries.
Even considering the constraints that Funes has in El Salvador and even whatever problems we may have with the government in Nicaragua, in terms of geopolitics, this is the beginning of the melting of this kind of glacial grip that the United States had on Central America and still has in things like the Free Trade Agreement, which is in place, and obviously what happens in Mexico will some ways be decisive.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.